The book of 2 Thessalonians. We are in chapter 1 today, and Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we're about to study. In Jesus' name, amen. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy, unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever cash is in your wallet is yours, and it is safe. Christians are in God the Father and in Christ Jesus. Now, Satan would love to steal us from God, but he would have to go in God and in Jesus to get us out of there. And I don't even think he's that brash. Verse 2, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, I want to pray for a certain thing, I want to ask for a certain thing, but I'm so unworthy. Well, then you qualify to ask for it on the basis of God's grace. God's grace means he gives us good things that we do not deserve. Verse 3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Christians say, we are having relationship problems, and I think we need counseling. No, both need to examine their consciences for sin. They need to pray, they need to read God's word together and alone. Need to confess all sins. And you know what will happen then? They'll draw closer to God. Their faith will increase. And then, like the Thessalonians, their love for each other will increase also. Verse 4. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure. The Thessalonians remain loyal to Jesus through their persecutions and through their suffering. They did not complain. They did not feel sorry for themselves. They suffered with quiet patience. Consequently, their suffering, which was designed to destroy their faith in Christ, actually made it grow stronger. Verse 5, this is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. We cannot earn eternal life through suffering for Christ, but a willingness to suffer for Jesus, to stay the course, even when it costs something, is evidence that our faith is genuine, and that he will therefore accept us in Christ. Verse 6, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Life is not always fair, but God is fair. Bad people who are willing to lie, cheat, and flatter may do better than you in this life. But don't forget, you will die, and so will they, and they will be punished, and you will be rewarded. 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. When Jesus returns, he will punish everyone who caused Christians to suffer in any way. At the same time, he will give rest to his people who remained faithful and consequently suffered because of their faithfulness. They will have relief from bad times, which will be replaced with good times. And they'll be very glad that they lived for Jesus. 7 and 8. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who give Christians a hard time will be punished. But it is not only they who will be punished. All who do not know God through the one mediator, Jesus Christ, will be punished as well. Anyone who rejects God's Son does not respect the Father. And if they do not respect Him, obviously they do not worship Him. And notice verse 8 again. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to obey the gospel, and to obey the gospel means to repent, be baptized, receive Christ as Lord and Savior. All who refuse to do that will be punished. 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power? Hell is fire. Hell is burning. It is thirst. It is weeping. It is torment. And it lasts forever. It is the punishment for sinning against Almighty God and refusing to receive His Son as Lord and Savior. 10. When He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. No matter how close we may be to Jesus today, you can bet we will still be in awe of Him when we see Him. One glimpse of Christ and we're going to be down on our face. And when we finally get up, when we finally dare to look up, we're still going to be speechless. Verse 11, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of His calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power. Doing the work of faith will result in God counting us worthy of the kingdom of God, as Paul said in verse 5 also. Those who do not live for Christ, those who sin and do not confess or repent or deny Him during times of persecution will find themselves excluded from God's kingdom, because the faith that changes a sinner's destination also changes their behavior. 12. That in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus will receive glory from the faith of a Christian if that faith is real. A real faith will do good. A real faith will care about Jesus. Not by the goodness of the one who has the faith, but by the enabling grace of God working through the one who has truly received Christ. Next time we pick up our study in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Until then, so long everyone.